this time.
What day?
Day 71.
Day 71.
71. We're starting Chavos Chaim. We have a lot to do today, Baruch Hashem. Oh, so we said between husband and wife. Now, is one allowed to tell a shenhar to their spouse?
No.
Yes.
Yes, depends.
On one condition.
She makes her happy. Yeah, what's the condition?
That, no, if you're letting off steam.
Oh, that's one. That's a constructive purpose. So we once spoke about if you're letting off steam, you're allowed. So now, here we say like this. Let's say a husband comes home, and a wife asks him, how's your day? Yeah, you come home, and your wife asks you, how's your day? Right? So by the time, he cautions us strongly against answering such a question negatively. Sometimes your wife said, how was your day? So you could take that to tell her all the different problems that happened today. This guy insulted me, that guy insulted me, and have all these issues with these people, issues with those people, and say lashon hara. Because, first of all, out of loyalty to her husband, she'll end up having animosity towards either, she'll have animosity towards these people, or the Rav Chaim says, what will happen is, if every day her husband comes complaining that this guy did this and that guy did that, and she'll have a very negative feeling of lowered opinion of her husband. Every day the guy said, oh, today this guy did something to me. Today somebody sat in my seat. They said, oh, today somebody did this to me. Next day his wife says, how's you? They say, oh, today this thing didn't go. So she end up losing honor for her husband, saying, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe you know they're all doing these things. Maybe you don't deserve so much honor. That's what Chaim says. So he says, it says that Avastar of Nassim, right, it says, don't speak excessively with a woman. And the mission of it says, even with one's own wife. Rav Chaim says, what's this referring to? He's referring to complaining. Don't complain to your wife so much. Don't complain, he says. He says that excessive complaining to a wife lowers a man's esteem in her eyes. Rav Chaim's telling you, Shalom Bayis. He says, so your wife, as you have, say good things. She doesn't want to hear all the bad things that happen to you. Being nice to you. Don't tell anything negative. Even if negative things happen to you. So, oh, I had this and I wasted time. Don't tell anything negative. Tell positive things about people. Then your esteem, you higher your esteem in her eyes. Not that you have to have kai, but just won't look up to you. So realize, oh, you're a man.
But what about the reverse, where the wife wants to dump on the husband?
So if a person, she needs to let off steam. But with them in the case, she comes and she says, how was your day? So you could choose, you could say the good things that happened today. Oh, so this, that happened nice, and that happened nice, right? And I said, oh, God, this guy. Or you just tell her negative things. You tell her, this person said this to me, that to that to me, that fun. Then you shouldn't do it. We said if you need a lot of steam in a certain scenario, then you're allowed because it's a constructive purpose. But usually, say if you have a lot of steam every day, maybe you should find a new place to learn. But usually, well, that could be mutter. We say, also, what about where a wife asks her husband a question? Do you want to eat a meal? A Shabbos meal at someone's house. Say, oh, we got invited. You want to come to the Shabbos meal, right? Now you know that this person's kashrus is not really by your standards. So you have a choice. Either you can tell your wife that I don't want to go there because the kashrus is not our standard, or the Chassam says the better thing to do is try to find a different excuse why not. Before you jump to say I have to speak to constructive lashon hara, try to get out of it another way. Say, no, I'm tired. Like eating at home. I want to be with you alone. I don't want to be with other people. Try to get out of it. In a different way. If she doesn't agree, if she doesn't like your excuses, then you tell her the real reason is because I think that, you know, their kashrus seeds, that they're growing, right now the kashrus is not in our standards. What? Right, I found the East Baraka chicken through Jima, sorry. And then, tell her that.
That's
what's going on. Right, tell her I don't want to eat there for a different reason, not because there's chicken. For a different reason.
What if the problem is flesh and horror?
If you have to, then say, lashon hara. Even if the Browns lashon hara, try to get out of it. Try to say, I don't want to eat because I'm tired. I don't want to walk. I like eating at home. Find a lot of excuses. Now, if your wife doesn't like your excuses, then tell you, not really. I'll tell you the real reason is because because their kashrus is not such a high level. Then you can tell them. Good? Say all these other situations. Of course, you said if it's a little Ellis, if it's to protect the spouse from certain harms, like we said, by a business partner. Then you could, if you have to, you could speak the Lashon Hara, it's constructed, it's for constructive purpose. Truth is, says many times, there are many ways to protect the spouse, the business associate, oneself from harm for Lashon Hara. You could try to not speak to Lashon Hara. Although it might take a little effort, our sage assures that the dividends will surely be well worth our while. Try to find an excuse. Well, you don't want to eat by these people's Shabbos table. You don't want to stay by their house. Try to find an excuse. If it doesn't work, then tell the wife the truth. You tell the reason, the entire reason why you don't want to go to their house. That's time. Now, we're holding by a new Mishnah. A new star. Hashem's help. A new Mishnah about no. What are branches? A branch is a tree. The tree, the branch. And one entity, two entities, they get pulled after each other.
The branch outside smells good, but the branch inside.
Oh, so let's see. So what's a tree? A tree, you have a tree, and you have a tree and the branches. And the tree, the branch is like the tree, the tree is like the branches, none of them like anything, the trunk is like anything. Let's see the mark. Mishnah. New Mishnah, Yudabez of 11a, the bottom of the page. Elon, a tree.
I said, where are you?
12a. The bottom, 12a, the bottom, by the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Good? Elon, a tree. Shu Armin, it's standing beside Tchom. A tree is standing in the Tchom. Yeah? It's in the boundaries of the Ari Mechlan, which we said, as long as you're in the boundaries, you're still good. Correct? So let's say the tree itself, the trunk, like the Kiwi says, is in the boundaries. Right, Akiva? Akiva, the trunk is in the boundaries? The trunk is in the boundaries.
Here.
The Noifa is branches. It's Chutla Tchom is outside the boundaries. Right? Or, the opposite case. Oymer Chuzahom, the tree is standing outside the boundaries. The Noifa, Noifa is Seichat Tchom, the branches are within the boundaries. So, Hakol Halach Achranet, everything goes after the branches. Which means, it doesn't matter where you're sitting on the tree. If you're sitting on the bark, right, and the branches are much higher, you climb into the bark, you're hiding on the bark, you're taking a suntan, and where the branches are much higher than you, it goes by the branches. If the branches are within the boundaries of the armiklus, you're in. I don't care where your tree is. If your bark is outside, if your branches are in the armiklus, you're in. If the branches are out, you're out. Even if the tree's inside, you could be sitting on the bar, inside the Ari Miklat. I think you're doing a very nice thing. You're in the Ari Miklat, you're sitting, studying with your Gemara on the bark of the tree, on the tree, learning. The trunk of the tree. Sitting on the trunk of the tree, learning you with your Tehillim, saying Tehillim over there. And then, you think you're safe, all of a sudden the guy starts shooting at you. You didn't check the branches. The branch were outside the Ari Miklat, and your friend, Gola Dab, saw you, so he's just shooting. He's allowed to shoot you, but you're on a hammock. Basically, you're relaxing in your hammock inside the Ari Miklat. And meanwhile, all the branches are going outside. No?
Well, if you're in a hammock, once you're inside, once you're outside, you're attached to the trunk.
I don't know. You should keep relaxing. You might have a warm rest.
Or what if you're on two trees that are both at the foot, but the hammock swings, and sometimes while it swings, part of it goes out.
I don't know, so when you're in, you have me.
You kill you when you're out.
Yeah, he'll shoot you
once. Right. Fine.
So
basically,
how
do you know if
you kill
them then?
You can't. If he's not sure if he's allowed to kill you, he can't kill you. But basically, over here, you're on your, let's say you're hanging from the tree. Most of the branches, all the branches are outside. Then, even if you're sitting on the trunk, the guy could shoot you. It goes by where the branches are.
They had guns,
bows and arrows. Rocks.
She's in the front. So it still applies today also to the machine.
Long gun.
Kings. Fine. Long gun. Kings, no? Throw your cane.
Capital.
You want to really like.
Oh, that brings
me to the machine.
No, didn't they use trees for catapults?
Yeah, whatever they wanted to use, if you use. Fine. Just kill them. However you wanted to work it out. Fine. So now, so what's it say? So what are we saying here? So we're saying, I'm going to Gemara. So again, what does the Mishnah say? Elon, a tree shu amid, the tree itself is in the boundaries, but its branches they're tilted outside the tchum. Or amid chuzlatchum, the tree itself is outside. The branches they're inside. Everything goes after the branch. So if the guy in Ari Mikla is sitting on the bark of the tree, depends if the branches are in the trunk. If the branches are inside, he's inside. If the branches are outside, he's outside. Let's see Rashi. Hakol ha'olach achar ha'nef, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, after this Masnisin. Rashi said, Hakol ha'olach, everything goes after the nof, after the branches. Afilu, even, hu be'ikari, he's on the trunk, on the ikar is the main part of the tree. He's on the trunk. Shevesoich ha'tchum, which is in the tchum. If the branches are outside, it is as if it is kayotze, like he went out chutz latchum, outside the boundaries. And then Rashi says, as if he went outside the boundaries. Good. Fine. And the opposite is also true. The imikari, if the main part of the tree is chutz latchum, the main part of the tree is outside the boundaries. The noifa is seichatchum, the branches are inside. Afa ikar kol, even the trunk will absorb him and will be considered that he is in the Ari Mikla. So he's on the tree trunk outside Ari Mikla. The branches are inside, he's inside. Fine? So everything goes after the branches. We don't care where your trunk is. So the trunk gets dragged after the branches. Fine? The trunk at the halach of the branches. Fine. It sounds nice so far. However, it comes to Gemara and says, Reb Mini, I have a contradiction. What have a contradiction? Have a contradiction from a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. Parakel Mishnah Zayin in Meiser Sheni. What does it say over there regarding the halachas of Meiser Sheni? So first of all, what is Meiser Sheni? What's Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni is you have to separate from the fruits and vegetables. Okay, Meiser do vegetables also. The fruits and vegetables will separate Meiser if they choose a Meiser telling them. Now there's a cycle, the 6 year cycle, the 6 years of Tol Shemitah, right? The first and second year, you take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Then the third year, you take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. And then again, you do Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni 2 years, and the third year, Meiser. Now, what is Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni is that you can take the fruits and eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. You could eat them yourself. Now, what do you do if you live in
Eilat?
Okay, Eilat, you don't have to bring.
Let's say you live.
Let's live in Haifa. Let's live anywhere very far from Yerushalayim, and you have tons of produce. Tons of Meiser Sheni. So then.
So you can sell it and put it onto the money, and then you can buy the fruit.
Oh, sell it onto the money, and the thing, but you have to redeem and eat the fruits in Yerushalayim.
You have to buy the fruit inside the walls of Yerushalayim?
Yes.
No, it's on the money. You can buy it in Tel Aviv, but then you eat
it in Yerushalayim. Yeah, if you buy, I don't know if you have to buy it.
Anywhere at home, you just slap it over to inside the walls and eat inside the walls.
I'm not entirely sure, but I don't remember. I know there's a lot of Mishnayos in Meiser Sheni for a reason. I should remember it's like complicated. Hey, but the halacha is like this. Now, you only have to redeem it outside Yerushalayim. The minute you step into Yerushalayim, there's no more redeeming. You're just eating. You've got to eat all your fruits. So, if you have a lot of fruits, you think it's too much for you to eat, don't bring it all to Yerushalayim because you get stuck. Right? You can't redeem. Or also, any fruits that are at one point in Yerushalayim, you can't take them out and redeem them.
So you can't sell them in Yerushalayim.
No, you can't do that. You can't be paid in Yerushalayim. Once you're in Yerushalayim, whether you brought it in or whether it was grew here, you're not allowed to redeem fruits in Yerushalayim. That's how.
Take it back out.
You don't take it back out. What? If you bring it in? Pasha's not. Once no, once you can't. You can't walk out. Once you bring, once in your institution is Yerushalayim, that's a higher level. Once the fruits enter Yerushalayim,
you or someone else can eat.
Give it out to Chutzal Chassid to make a fun, Chassid fun, Meiser Sheni fun. Give it out to apples. Give it to apples to poor people. Now you can do whatever you want to. Make a party. Make a fruit party. You can do fruit salad. Get it to the whole.
You can't eat any left over, right?
supposed to eat it. You're supposed to leave it. I'm saying, whatever, gets full, gets full. You're supposed to eat it.
Oh, it's not like
Shumar.
That's
Kedusha.
So.
No, it's not a problem to leave it overnight. It's fine. So that's all question. Okay. So now, but you're only allowed to redeem something if you are outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Right? Inside, there's no more redeeming, but you have to eat it. Good? So, either way, it has Kedusha, has holiness. Outside Yerushalayim, you can redeem it and then come back in and buy new fruits. But inside Yerushalayim, you can no longer lose. Now, what do you have a tree again? The same type of tree. You have a tree, very middle, let's say the Gemara inside. Ilan Shu Oimed, you have a tree that's standing.
When we keep it and we buy it, we buy the same thing?
No, buy whatever you want. Ilan Shu Oimed. Ilan Shu Oimed, let's say you have a tree that was standing. Obviously, in the walls. The Noita, and it was bent. Lachut, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Or, I. Obachot was standing outside the wall of Yerushalayim. B'nayta lefnim, and it was bent inside. Mikenegad lefnim. So the halacha is like this. Mikenegad ha'chayma lefnim, from the wall and inside. Kelefnim. It's inside. Whatever is inside is inside. Kelefnim. Mikenegad ha'chayma lefnim. Whatever from the wall and on the outside. Kelechot is outside. So what are we saying here? Everything goes by where it is. Nothing gets pulled after anything. What if your tree is nachon? If your fruits are inside, you're in. If they're out there, we don't care where the branches. Nachon, right? You got there, man. We don't care where your branches are. We don't care where the branches are. Everything doesn't go after the branches. Everything is its own entity. If your fruits are inside, you're inside. They're outside. They're outside. Nachon. Let's see Rashi on the first Rashi in the Gemara. Gadachana, what has the word branches or sheni? You go after whatever it is. Whatever it is, it is. Go, you got that? That's a seed from my Sushani. Why are you, because you're telling me you go wherever the branches are, that's where the whole tree is. But my Sushani say, no, wherever you are, you are. I don't care where your branches are. Good?
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Aaron says it makes sense. He likes the halacha from my Sushani. So let's see Rashi. Elon Shu Amvifnin, be Yerushalayim, standing in Yerushalayim. So what does the Bach say in this valley? La'inis, across that devah, Ula inis, La'inian achilas ma'isr sheni. It's on the topic of eating ma'isr sheni of Yerushalayim. He shnuya, this is what it was taught, this was taught. And what do we say over there? Mikhe nekadach, whatever was inside the wall. What do we see? La'i naifai shatina basar ikar. We do not say that the branches are thrown and get pulled after the ikar, after the main thing. La'i ikar. And the ikr also does not go after the nut. Meaning, the tree is not going to pull after the branches, not the branch after the tree. Everything is where it is. Wherever you are, you are. So it's a contradiction from Ari Miklat to Ma'aser Sheni. Ari Miklat told me everything goes after the branches. Even the trunk goes by where the branches are. Right? The trunk is, if the branches are in, you're in. Huh? But Ma'aser, you told me no. Everything is its own entity. The tree is outside, the branch is inside, whatever your branches are. What are you thinking?
Well, the first one, what if you have a tree that's got branches inside and outside? How do you go by the branches?
Well, that's a good question. Now we're talking about the case specifically, it's a long case. So, for sure, with Meister Shani, everything is where it is.
Yeah.
So, whatever is inside is inside. Whatever is outside of the wall, that's in the wall. Meister Shani is very clear. Wherever you is, you is.
Probably any part of the tree, if one branch of 50 branches is outside, then it's considered outside.
It could be, maybe. It could be.
I assume.
If we're saying everything goes to the branches, good question. What if some of the branches are outside? It could be, you know, that's what we allow. So, now we have a good contradiction?
Yes.
Fine. So, what's the answer? Look, my answer.
Can't compare the two.
Comparing apples and oranges. Comparing. Two of them in halachas.
Walls to branches.
Walls to branches. Why?
Meister Mikl.
Gemara says, you have to read, look inside so you learn to read this type of Gemara. Gemara had a remit. We saw we have a contradiction. So Gemara answered like a rhetorical question, like a question. It says, Meister Aramiklas Karamis. From Meister to Aramiklas Karamis, you are bringing me a contradiction. See how we had that Gemara inside? The question. You're bringing a contradiction from Meister to this? Meister, by Meister. But Meister, the pasuk says explicitly that you're dependent on the wall. That's your line of demarcation. So wherever you are, you are. If you're on this side of the wall, you're on this side of the wall, that side of the wall, that's the wall. We don't say your branches get pulled after the tree after the branch, and nothing. You are where you are. It gives very clear ratification. It gives a very clear line of demarcation of the Torah. Your wall is the cutoff line. So if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. So there, it's very clear. The Dira, by living for the Ritzah to live in the Ari Miklat, Talu Rachmana B'Noifai. Over there, the Torah depends on the branches. Why? Because since we're dependent on living, where do you live in a tree? If you're living in a tree, most of you don't live in the bark. You don't dwell on the trunk of the tree. Or in the bark. You don't dwell in the trunk of the tree. You don't live there, right? If you want to live somewhere. Like, I could put your tent under the shade of a tree. So therefore, since the main thing is the shade of the tree, that's why we focus on the shade of the tree. So by Maisu, the Torah explicitly says the wall of Yerushalayim is the line of demarcation. So if you're in, you're in. You're out. Yeah, I go by what you are. I don't care. You don't say that since your trunk is outside, since your branches are inside, you're outside. I don't care. But by our Miklat, we care about where you live, you dwell. Therefore, we're going to go with the by the branches. Anything more, Stars? Depends. Two different things. It's not a contradiction. Two different stories. Oh, here it goes by the wall. Over there it goes by what? Over there it goes by living.
So we're
going to do a new Bryson. Oh, so Chanan said we're a new Bryson, so we're not done yet.
So we're going back to the original question of, is it the majority of branches inside?
I don't know. We're not dealing with that question. We're not dealing with that question. Our case is the Mishnah is a Meister. You learn Meister Sheni, you can learn all those halachas. Now we're saying one specific case. All the branches are inside or all the branches are outside. That's a specific case now we're giving. I'm not going to all the help with Meister Sheni now. Good? It's a good question. We're giving a case where that's the scenario. The scenario of a big palm tree.
Trunks inside and all the branches go outside. Is it all or some? It just says
right now.
Branches are outside. It's all it says.
Right now.
By majority, rogue or majority or less. Branches on it outside.
Doesn't speak about it, man. The case is right now we're focusing on the branches inside. It doesn't say that any branch, doesn't tell us any more information about the other branches.
There's
information we have. For more information, look, see Meister Sheni, Parakimel. Fine, if you want to know more about the Meister Sheni aspect. Fine? Okay. So now, and we're saying it's not so simple. Yeah, we're not finished yet. I still have a problem. So let's see Rashi. B'chaim b'tel rachmano. What does Rashi say? How does Rashi say b'chaim b'tel rachmano? What?
The
Hele Garash. What does the Hele Garash say? No, it's not Hele Garash.
No,
it's Rashi. Look, Rashi. B'chaim b'tel rachmano. Over there, the pasuk makes it depend on the wool. What does the pasuk say? The bar me base. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Before Hashem your God, tachlenu. That's where you should eat it. You should, what does it mean in front of Hashem? How to eat something in front of Hashem? It means that you should lie. That's what it means. That where Hashem's presence is more obvious, where it's more Shekhinah. That's what it means. Lifnei Hashem means. Pasha Pasha also means in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, it says. Yeah, so say, the deer. So what are we saying? So what are we saying here? I'm saying over there it was Muhammad Tal Rahman. You. Tal Rahman. So saying make us happy so we can learn better. So now, what are we saying now? So again, let's concentrate, we'll try at least. Oh, see. Like this. It said over there it's dependent on the wall. Over here, Bedila Tal Rahman. Bedira Tal Rahman. What is the next Rashi saying? While Ari Mikla is dependent on your dwelling and your living place. What does the pasuk say? Keep the ear miklat to yashav. You should sit in the ear miklat. The noifai ra'oi ledira. And its branches are more fit for living yesim ekar more than the trunk. And Rashi is saying you could also live in our trunk if you really want. But what's more, if you wanted to live somewhere, what's more normal to live?
Like a tree house. You make a tree house in the branches.
That's fine. You don't do it in the trunk. You got there, Byron?
It's very hard to make a treehouse in the trunk.
Hard, or maybe in the bar. Carve at the bar. Fine. So, Fine. But what are you saying? So it's saying that basically that's the difference between a wall and a diva. Because Rashi said to me, Rashi said, I know you can live basically on the tree trunk if you really want, but what's more normal to live? It's more normal, more fit to live. So when the Torah says diva, that's what we're going to assume. The main thing goes after the branches.
Rashi just clarifying that the diva pod is based off the branches and which is Yerushalayim, which is the walls, and Eden within the walls.
Correct, right? It's not just. We need to clarify everything.
There are two
different... explaining to us the Gemara. Correct, right? That's Rashi's job. It's Tachon. But he's just... But Rashi will give to... He's bothered a little bit. You see? Because he said you could also live in a trunk. So Rashi has more fit. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the neighbor of Royal Lithuania used to make... I mean, Rashi was bothered by a problem. Right? Rashi, why is Rashi going to say he's bothered by a problem? You could live in a trunk. You could live on the trunk somehow. He said, no, it says more fit to live on the branches than on the trunk. So the Torah tells you, you have to live in Arim Mikla, you have to live under the branches, you're good. You're in the trunk, you're not doing so. So that's the Gemara's answer. Fly Arim Mikla, the main thing is the living, you have to live in the Arim Mikla. So we're going by the branches. If your branches are in there, you're in, because that's where you live. If your branches are out, you're out. We don't depend, look at the bar on the trunks, you don't live in a trunk. Good? Well, my meister, we do care where you are. We care, you have to be within the wall. So if you're in within the wall, I don't care, your tree's in the wall, I don't care how you're in the wall. You're in the wall. If you're out, you're out. Good? So far, so good? Everyone's happy?
So they're contrasting.
Very happy.
No, contrasting. However, they want to say, I still have an issue in Meister Shani. Because you're trying to tell me, your whole difference is between Meister Shani, and your difference is between Meister Shani and between Ari Mikra. My problem is, I still have a contradiction in Meister Shani itself. That's my next problem. You tell Meister Shani, you are where you are, and the price is a night. That's it. Meister Shani, also you go after the branches. So you're still stuck. Cheskin, got to move the. So let's see, we're holding that 2 lines to the bottom of the bar. Wasn't where to say. Baruch Hashem. Hana, you got it? 2 lines to the bottom?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Everybody got it?
Bring
another Rami Meister and Meister. Is a contradiction from Meister Shani onto another case of Meister Shani. The Tani went to the Brysa. Meister to Meister. The Tani went to the Brysa. Be Yerushalayim. Halach Achar Anof. Ba Yerushalayim. And this is talking about Meister next. It's referring to Yerushalayim. You go after the, no, if you go after the
branches.
But Ari Mikla, Talach Achar Anof, and also Ari Mikla, you go after the branches. Is that a contradiction? This Brisa tells me, in Yerushalayim, I go after the branches. Right? And what did the Brisa before tell me? That for Meister Shani, what do you go after?
The
wall. Wherever you are, you are. So that's a contradiction in Meister itself.
So this Brisa is paralleling now Meister to Yerbi Plot, paralleling and overlapping with the same Svarah on the branches.
Yeah. So that's another contradiction we said earlier. We said earlier, by Meister, you follow the tree, wherever you are. You don't follow anything. Here we say, you follow the tree, you follow the branches. You got the contradiction of Yaakov? Mm-hmm. Good? Mm-hmm. Let's see the bottom Rashi. Be Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Halach La'inyan Meister, regarding Hilchos Meister, Halach Achar Anof. This Brisa says you go after the branches. It's a contradiction. What do you follow by Meister? Do you go after the branches? Or do you just follow where you are? How do you determine what the halach of a tree?
Is it nothing after you?
No, not in this case. In modern Hebrew, no. No, here it's the, oh, here it's the branches. The, what's it?
This Brisa that's bringing in is from a completely different sect.
It's also Meister. It's also Meister Shani.
Also Meister Shani, but it's a different sect. It's from a different part of the
Parak.
The
Parak of Meister. No, it's actually... No, it's actually not. Actually, second. No, actually, one is the Meister Shani Perikil Mishnah Zion, and it's the three Mishnahs apart from each other in Mishnahs Meister Shani. So basically, our Gemara is asking a contradiction in Meister Shani from Mishnah Zion to Mishnah Yud, from one Mishnah to the next. There's no Gemara Meister Shani. A lot of times the Gemara, even though it's not our topic, we go on to. Akiva is asking a good question. Why are we asking a contradiction on Meister Shani if it's not our Gemara Meister Shani? The answer is that, first of all, it's a little bit connected to our topic, but also, there's no such thing of a Gemara Meister Shani.
Where is it talking about?
Over here, in the Gemaras, that bring, once you bring in these Meister Shani topics, then.
Mishnayos.
Mishnayos. Not in the Mishnayos. Not in the Gemara. This
Mishnah is
Mishnah is Mishnah. I mean, if you open up a Mishnah is Mishnah, you'll find Perek Gimel, the 7th Mishnah, is what we brought down earlier. The 10th Mishnah is what we brought down now. Open up your Google, your Mishnah is Mishnah is Mishnah. You'll see. So basically, we're asking this contradiction in Mishnah Sheni itself. So I can't even ask why you're asking it here. One answer is because one reason is because we don't talk about it over there. There's no Gemara in Mishnah Sheni. So whenever we bring in these things, we make go through one. The whole thing. Come on, make one. Fine. Now. Fine, let's go back. Let's focus. So what are we saying? So we're saying we have a contradiction in Yerushalayim. What do you do in Yerushalayim? Do you go after where the branches are? Which means, let's say my tree is inside Yerushalayim, my branches are outside. Right? The original braces say your branches are outside. So this is the obvious case. We said before my tree is inside, my branches are outside. Correct? We said earlier, my branches are outside. Right? Then, you're outside, you are where you are. Right? Your tree is inside, wherever you are. Everything goes after it is. You're inside, you're outside, yeah. Good? What is this price? They say, no, you always go after the branches. So if my branches are inside, I'm inside. My branches are outside, I'm outside. Good? Good? Good?
Back to the same question. Where do you have branches inside and outside?
Said it's good. It's all good. It's a good question. Pasha doesn't matter. According to Mishnah Meister Shani, you go after, it's simple. According to the other Mishnah, it said you go after wherever you are. So if you're inside, you're inside. You're outside, you're outside. Very simple. Your question is according to the other Mishnah. If you say you go after the branch, then how do you work? It's a good question. But then right now we have a contradiction. Do you go after the branches, or do you go after wherever you are, where you are? How do you view this tree? So our answer is Amar Reb Kahana. Kahana says, Lakash, it's not a kash. Harav Yehuda, Harav Bana. One, it's two different opinions. You're asking a contradiction, you don't realize two different people. It's not a contradiction. It's an argument. The Tani, we went to the Brisa, please turn the page. Reb Yehuda, Amar. Yehuda says, the Ma'ara, let's say you have a cave, right? You're a special guy, you know, dig caves. And it goes from in your city until outside of your shalim. Yeah, you're digging caves, you're digging tunnels, right? I was going to say, you dug a tunnel from outside until inside. But by the time your tunnel ends, or when your tunnel's underground, when it comes up, it's already going to be outside of your shalim. How does your tunnel work? So Ma'ara, if you have a cave, Halach Achar Pischa, you go after the opening. Which means,
which is the opening?
The opening. You know, if you made it, you know the openings.
No,
you wonder which end?
The openings, the
top. Right, it's not really, it's really a cave. It's not a cave, it's not a thing. It's not a cave. It's a cave.
No,
yeah, there's no two ways. It's a cave. You have a cave.
A cave only normally has one opening.
Right, so you have a cave. You're joking. It's not really a tunnel. Ma'ara is really a cave. Just thinking Hamas. But, unless you have a cave. So cave, if the opening is in Yerushalayim, then anything that grows in the cave, you know you can grow things in the cave, the stuff that grow in your cave are considered Yerushalayim fruits. Well, like if you have, you know, charavim growing over there, you have, you know, bucks or different stuff growing in your...
In the cave?
Yeah, things grow in... Things could grow in a cave. If you walk in a cave, something things could something like it come through. It's not a problem. Like opening little cracks in the ground. Open a window. I don't know. Figure it out. Anything that grows inside.
There is.
So it goes after the opening. The opening's in Yerushalayim. It has halachos of Yerushalayim. If the opening's outside of Yerushalayim, it has halachos of stuff that grew outside of Yerushalayim. Good? However, that's by a cave. You go after the opening. Be'ilon, what about by a tree? You go after the branches. So again, we have a braisa that says that by a tree, you go after the branches. So now we want to answer very simple. The braisa that says that you go after the branches, the Mishnah braisa that says you go after the branches, and our Mishnah by Ari Mikolat, our Olhu, our Ol Rabbi Yehuda. Our Ol Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Ol Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says by Ari Mikolat, but the Rabbanan holds you never go after the branches. Okay, so try to come out like we're saying that we said you go after the branches, right? If you go after the branches, what do we say Ba'ari Mechlot, right? Ba'ari Mechlot, the Mishnah says you go after the branches. Ba'ari Mechlot, you go after the branches. Ba'aitzer, Ma'aitzer Sheini, you said you go after the branches. This is all Rabbi Yehuda. This is all Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda says, Ba'ari Mechlot, you go after the branches. But what would the Rabban hold in both cases? In both cases, the Rabban would argue and say, go by the tree. Got the Chana?
No, the Rabban would say, go by the tree for your Mechlot, you would go by the wall for.
That's the same thing, the tree part, the tree. What do you mean by the tree? What do you mean by the tree? It means you are where you are. What do you mean you are by the tree? Not only by the tree.
By the wall. What's inside the wall?
And by Ba'ari Mechlot also. If you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. The same thing.
It's not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda would be the one that says by both cases you go by the branches.
Correct.
And the Rabbanan would say in both cases you go where you are. Meaning one thing where it comes, meaning originally what happened. We had a contradiction between one Mishnah and another Brice.
How come you
Because we had a contradiction between the Rabbanan.
How come you say you go by where you are? The Rabbanan are saying that you go by the branches. Every year we pass.
Who told you that? We're saying our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not the Rabbanan. Meaning we originally had a problem. We have a contradiction between Ari Miklot and Maisa Shein. You go up to the branches of the trees. Then we're first trying to get out of it. We say it's not a problem. But this one, the Gemara is made much better. We say it's two different opinions. And whatever you hold all over. Which means Rabbi Huda is going to say, by Maisa Shein, you go after the branches. Right? And therefore, by Ari Miklot, also you go after the branches. So that means our Mishnah didn't have to be the Rabbanan. The Mishnah is Rabbi Huda. That's
what
where did Rashi say? Because you don't have to say anymore. You don't have to say our answer. I have a better answer we said before. That's because you don't have to say it's a Rabbanan anymore. Fine, put that on the side. Don't get confused.
Fine.
Basically, it's coming out that the Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying my Mikla Yidi branch. The Meister Shani also Yidi branch. Fine. The Bryce that said to the Meister Shani, you go after the Meister Shani. Go after where you are, where you are, wherever you are.
Right.
Everything is where it is. You are where you are. You are where you are. Fine. If you're a tree, you're a tree. Inside, outside, outside. That will be the Rabbanan.
Right.
But leave it at that right now. That's the Rabbanan. That's what comes out. It's not a contradiction. That's what this Bryce says. That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a problem. One Rabbi Yehuda, one's the Rabbanan. That's what I want to say to him. Let's see the top Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Indian Meister, come. Rabbi Yehuda was coming to talk about the Indian Meister, Lamelsi. This is when he said this. And he said, Hala, Achar Pischa. You go after, in a cave, you go after the opening of the cave. Meaning what? Kula Bifnin. Let's say the entire cave is in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Yerushalayim. But Uksucha Lachot, but the opening is outside Yerushalayim. Yeah, you go into these caves, it's like you're outside, you're going by the opening. Good? So we'll have halachas on the outside. Kula bachot. Sukha. Lefnin. Lefnin. Let's say the whole thing was like outside. Kula bachot. Let's say the whole thing was like on the outside. And upsukha lefnin with the openings on the inside. Lefnin, even if the entire cave is outside, you shall line. Just the opening is inside. It's inside. You go by the opening. Even your entire cave, you still go by the opening. Correct? What is the next Rashi? Be ilam by a tree. Halach achar nafi. You go after the branch. And therefore, look at this Rashi. Chana, this view. Therefore, umasnisin the hachan. Arm the Mishnah over here. Ubraisa. Add the braisa. Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Umasnisa in the Mishnah, the Elon, in the tree, that said you are where you are, was the Rabbanan. And Rashi, the Shinuya Kamalasa, our original answer is not here anymore. We don't have to say our original answer anymore. Yeah. What was our original answer to contradiction?
The difference between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding the Meister Sheni, Meister.
Originally, wasn't we didn't say anything about Yehuda Rabbanan. We just said there's a difference.
Difference, fine.
We're saying one is talking about Meister Sheni, one is talking about Ari Miklot. Now we're scratching that answer. Have a better answer for you? two different opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says that you always go after the shade, whether it's referring to Maaser Sheni or whether it's referring to Ari Miklat. Go by the branch. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the Rabbanan hold, you always go after wherever you are. And it, like, just like the Mr. Maaser Sheni.
Where is the proof that the Rabbanan go by the branch regarding Ari Miklat? Where is that proof? Where is that proof?
Because we have a price though that says, because a simple pshat, you really hold the same thing all across the board, simply speaking. That's really the simple pshat. Because if he's saying you're not forced to say our original answer, Rashi, once you found that it's a machlekes from Yehuda and the Rabbanan, therefore you're not forced to say our original answer.
So by default, say this is where Yehuda holds, therefore that as far as how to be by Rabbeinu.
You don't have to, but probably you don't have to. It's less of a chiddush. It's less of a chiddush to say that if it's an argument between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, it's easier. But you want to just say the Mishnah is the Rabbanan also. You want to keep the revised original answer, the Ari Miklat and
Maaser Sheni. The first time I've heard anyone, be it Rabbi Mansour or art school,
we didn't speak it out. That's
not the Sfarah of Rabbanan.
Said it's Rashi. Look at Rashi again.
I saw it already.
Maaser Sheni and the Bryce, Maaser Sheni the Ilan. That could be the Rabbanan. You're as wise Rashi forced to say that. I think it's a better answer.
Doesn't that whole make sense about the stringency? Because I was having trouble dealing with stringency when I thought that they had in common, the Rebbeim and Rabbi Yehuda had in common, Ari Miklat. They don't, so therefore, when you're talking about a stringency, when Art's supposed to talk about a stringency, it makes sense. They're completely different stars, completely. Not overlapping on Ari Miklat and difference on Meister.
So
that's why I couldn't understand that there was a stringency.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem,
that makes sense.
Now it might be a little easier for you. Good? Fine, so what do we have so far today? What do we say? We have our Mishnah. Basically, what do we have? We have a lot of stuff going on. It's a big circle. We have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you go after the... What's our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says you go after...
the branches.
Our Mishnah says you have a tree, and the trunk is outside the Ari Miklat, and the branch are inside. You put the branch there inside. Well, the obvious thing is you go after the branches. Wherever the branches are of that tree, even if you're sitting on the trunk, that tree has the halacha of wherever the branches are. So you go after the branches. Meaning, we look at the branches. That's what we look at. This is by Ari Miklat. How is the Bryce, though? By Maaser Sheni, right? This is Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat. How is the Bryce, though, by Maaser Sheni? Right? It tells me you go after wherever you are. Don't just look at the branches, right? If you're part of the tree, it's inside. You're inside. If you're outside, you're outside. I don't go after the branches. Correct? It says you go by wherever you are. Where you are. So this is a question. A question from the Bryce. The question is saying you go after the branches. Wherever the branches are, that's what you consider the whole tree. The Bryce says, no, you look at each entity. If you're inside, you're inside. You're outside, you're outside. But if a mice are shady, if you're a branch that's inside, you're inside. If you're somebody that came from the trunk, I don't know, you're outside. Right, so that's a contradiction. What do you want to answer? It's not a problem. It's through the Ripsukin. We said, follow me by the Mishnah, by our Miklat. The main thing is dwelling. So you dwell under the branches. So the main thing we care about over there is the branches. Right, so here we care about dwelling. Right, then the murderer has to dwell in the Ari Miklat. So you dwell under the branches. So that's not how long always follows that tree, follows the branches. That's where you dwell, you follow the branches, right? Good? But over here, wherever you are, you have to by halacha, might be shamed by the fruits. The wall is a line of demarcation. If you're in the wall, you're in Yerushalayim. If you're outside, you're outside. So we care about the wall. That's what we answer, right? That's what we want this. But we still have a problem. Wall. We have another Bryson. So you're telling me, might be shamed, go after the wall. You're in, you're out, you're out. You go whatever you are, we don't go after the wall. Why? It's the question. We have another bright song. Right, that's talking about Maaser Sheni. And it says over there, you follow the branches. So we have a contradiction between these two brights.
So we say the second bright and the Mishnah are Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh. So the Kazan says it's not a brown relapse. This bright song, right, which said you go after the branches. Right. And our Mishnah said you go after the branches. Are both. These two are both Rabbi Yehuda. He said you always go after the branches. right? This that we say, you do, you go wherever you are. That's the Rabbana.
And that applies to Irmikvat
and the Rabbana will also say the same thing by Irmikvat, also by Irmikvat.
Irmikvat and by Meister Shein. Meister.
And Meister Shein, you go, just go wherever you are. Right now, that's what we're holding it tomorrow. Good?
Right.
Tomorrow, I'm going to ask on this if this answer doesn't really make so much sense. Good? Good. 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 Good.